This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. Our special guest today is Travis Myers. Travis is president of Plains Cotton Growers and a cotton producer from O'Donnell, Texas. We'll talk with Travis in a moment. First off, could we see a delay in the farm bill? Jenny Ift is a farm policy expert in Kansas.
There's a lot of reasons that legislators may want to prefer to work on a farm bill later. They may need to, either for their party or their own reelection, they need to hold the line on particular issues where they'd eventually be willing to compromise. But, you know, they're, you know, thinking again about those upcoming elections. Also, you know, there could be a shift in the power balance. A lot of things are up in the air right now, but, you know, if you think there's going to be a shift in the power balance that's in the favor of your party, it may be worth waiting to get a more advantageous farm bill.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Travis Myers. Travis is president of Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. Travis makes his home in the O'Donnell, Texas area. And I imagine it's fairly warm in O'Donnell right now, isn't it?
I believe it is. I think we're right at 100 today and pretty dry down there today. So we feel right at home. We're in Arizona this week for a meeting, and it's about the same out here as it is at home.
Yeah, you'd think maybe you'd leave the heat and go where it was a little cooler, but maybe the idea there is, Travis, if we get these guys to where it's unbearably hot when they go back home, it'll be nice. We're going to talk about the meeting you're at here in just a moment, but let's talk about what's happening there in that Plains Cotton Growers, that Lubbock area. What are we seeing as far as crop conditions right now?
Well, it unfortunately is really, really spotty. You know, there have been areas that have gotten some really good rains in the last 2 to 3 weeks, you know, and their crops are doing well. Irrigated cotton is doing well. It could sure use some help right now, but our dryland crops for the most part are in trouble. We've got a big heavy fruit load on them, and they need more water than they're getting. So we desperately need a rain, cover lots of country kind of rain, you know, in the next 10 days or so to complete this crop.
For those who don't know how cotton gives you the sign that it's done, can you just look at a cotton crop and say, all right, it's done. Now all we can do is start filling the bowls?
Right. Well, it's all about the flowering and the blooms as they work up the plant, you know, and when that flower gets to the top of the plant, well, it's basically through. It will continue to fill out the stuff below it, but right now we've got what we call white flags waving in the wind, you know, on top of this smaller cotton that doesn't need to be through at this point. You know, we still need to be making cotton, and without the moisture, it's just not going to allow it to do that.
Now, you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, for a joint meeting of Cotton Incorporated and the Cotton Board. You're part of the Cotton Incorporated side of this. For those who don't know the difference between Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, how do you explain that?
Well, the Cotton Incorporated is the research and promotion side of the two organizations. Cotton Board, they hold the purse strings for this organization. You know, they receive them through the producer and importer tariffs that everyone is assessed. And so they hold that money, and then they give recommendations about which direction they'd like to see CI go. But then CI actually does all of the promotion and research that's involved with this program.
Yeah, so Cotton Board collects it, then directs it to Cotton Incorporated that actually goes out and fulfills what happens. What happens at these joint meetings? Because, again, you've got delegates from both organizations and, in some instances, a neighbor that might be on Cotton Board while you're on Cotton Incorporated. But what happens at these meetings?
Absolutely. Like I said, there's quite an assortment of us all neighbors and stuff that are on different boards and different sides. I'm actually the chairman of the research and development committee on CI. And so, but anyway, we come together and put this budget, CI comes together and puts this budget together. We worked on it a good bit in June and finalized it during the summer. And we're going to present that budget to the entire board, both boards, tomorrow at our joint meeting. And then in December, we'll vote on that and to approve it. And then it'll go into effect.
It's got to be a challenge, though, because this is based on an assessment from production. And, you know, years ago, our production was a bit higher than it's been in the past few years. Does that really mean you've got to really stretch those dollars as far as you can get them to go?
Absolutely. You know, our dues are down in nearly all cotton organizations there in the West Texas area, you know, and we've just been really facing some tough weather patterns for some reason that have come about, and just not getting those rains that we need during the growing season. But yeah, it's tough because the only way to sell more cotton is to promote it, you know, to these consumers that buy our end product, you know. And so it's hard to cut back on some areas even though we don't actually have the money maybe to do some things, but we just can't cut back on this, on promoting this cotton and trying to promote U.S. cotton more than anything, you know. So it's a tough job.
Now, some might along the way go, well, you know, I remember seeing the fabric of our life commercials. I would see these commercials promoting cotton. But at the end of the day, if you're already growing cotton, you're already you're in the choir. So this, they don't need to reach you anymore. You're really having to go out and hit audiences and potential consumers that really don't understand what cotton is. Is that a safe assessment?
You bet. That's absolutely correct. You know, we've just got to get to that consumer, you know, and lots of them are in that 20 to 45 aged females, you know, that we don't get a chance to touch base with, but we just, Cotton Incorporated has just come out with a new advertising program that involved this Suni Lee, the gymnast that has done so well at the Olympics in the last week, and she has signed an agreement with us and is promoting cotton clothes for us, and you know, we were pretty excited to see a lot of the athletes wearing cotton during some of the opening ceremonies and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but absolutely, we've got to promote this cotton and got to get people to realize what they're buying and to look at the labels and make sure that it's a quality fabric.
Now, the largest cotton growing region in the U.S. is in West Texas. But there's still cotton grown across what we call the Cotton Belt, and so it's coast to coast. You've got the opportunity to visit with producers from all across the country. When you talk to them about conditions that they're dealing with right now, is there anything that's kind of popping out? Maybe it's the Southeast or the Delta. Maybe it's California. It's that extra long staple. Is there anything that's a story that's popping out that somebody has shared with you?
Well, it's been pretty interesting. The guys from South Texas, you know, that are basically our neighbors, you know, have luckily escaped this last hurricane that come down through there, you know, and so they're right in the middle of their harvest right now, and just, you know, they're praying for good open weather. And of course, we're sitting up there in West Texas hoping for a hurricane that might push some moisture up to us, you know. But anyway, they've got a good crop down there, and they just need time to get it out. Just had lunch today with a bunch of guys from North and South Carolina, you know, and they're scared to death because they're expected to get between 10 and 20 inches of rain in the next two or three days from Hurricane Debbie. So they're kind of on pins and needles, you know, because they've got a really good crop in the fields. But, you know, 20 inches changes a lot of things for nearly anybody.
You've also identified the fact that there are producers there that really need to be at home, whether it's harvesting the crop or making preparations to do whatever they can to save a crop. How important is it, though, at the end of the day, to stop and invest back in the industry through volunteer, whether it's Cotton Incorporated, Cotton Board, a local organization, even a farmers union or a farm bureau?
Well, I just think it's crucial to our industry. You know, we've just seems like a lot of the younger people have just gotten away from volunteering for things like this and stuff. But just having our say and getting to meet these other people from different parts of the world and just being a part of this promotion and getting to hear about a lot of the new stuff that's going on, it's very rewarding. And so I would encourage everyone to get involved some way, and they're welcome to call us at BCG, and we'll plug you in. We've got empty spots right now, you know, that people need to fill, and we'd love to put you in a spot if you have any desire to do something like this, and it's very beneficial.
And just a general reminder that some of the things that are happening right now positive in the industry were actually ideas that were grown from meetings years ago, whether it was, you know, 4 years ago or 10 years ago. Things don't just happen overnight. So as we wrap things up, again, lots of challenges out there, but do you remain optimistic?
I do. I mean, cotton's been good to me and my family for a lot of years, you know, and I know other parts of the country, they have lots of options, you know, but there in West Texas, we don't have a lot of other options that will actually cash flow. And so we just got to try to make this cotton deal work for us and get more people wearing cotton and more people using cotton and find new uses for cotton. And, you know, there's breakthroughs in the insulation and this cellulose, turning this cotton into sugar and using it for lots of different things. And so there's lots of good things happening. You know, unfortunately, this price is just horrible right now due to the economy and overseas demand, but it'll come back, and we just have to ride out the tough times.
Travis Myers is a delegate to the Cotton Incorporated at the Cotton Incorporated Cotton Board Joint Meeting in Scottsdale, Arizona. Also serves as president of Lubbock-based Plains Cotton Growers. This is the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Attention, High Plains landowners. The Sandhill Area Research Association is looking for 50-ply lakes in need of restoration. This project brings free resources to you and includes a per-acre incentive. Playas matter today for our ecosystem and for tomorrow's water supply. To learn more, visit playasworkfortexans.com. Together, we can leave a legacy of water for future generations.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Again, our special guest today, cotton producer Travis Myers from Texas.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Truck owners, want to turn your truck into the ultimate workhorse or off-road beast? The possibilities are endless in making your truck more versatile, more fun, and higher performing. When it comes to equipping your truck, there's only one name you need to know. Rascal Supply. North Highway 87 between 98th and 114th Streets in Lubbock, or call 806-300-8007. For all your truck accessories, Rascal takes your truck to the next level.
You're listening to the Agribusiness Report. Keep up with Cotton Incorporated online, cottoninc.com. In this heat, you're concerned about both the health of your animals and their performance. Strobel Super Shades can reduce the dangerous ground temperatures 30 degrees or more. Strobel Super Shades, the best-built cattle shades in the industry, available in 40 by 40 with 1,600 square feet of shade, or 20 by 20, proven to protect your cattle and increase your gains. Go to StrobelShades.com for more. StrobelShades.com.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton, to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Next week, the big cotton story could be the effects on the southeastern crop from Tropical Storm Debbie and those rains. But that happened after this past week's rating period. And the news from that period?
The further declining conditions in Texas, where it has been hot and rather dry the last couple of weeks.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the crop in Texas is certainly showing it.
2 weeks ago, Texas 40% good to excellent on the cotton, down to 40 a week ago, 32% this week. Meanwhile, very poor to poor ratings for cotton in Texas, jumping from 25% 2 weeks ago to 31% last week, now to 40%.
The problems in Texas serving to bring down the ratings nationally, with only 45% of the nation's cotton crop rated good to excellent, 27% rated poor to very poor. As to what the rains from Debbie will do to cotton in the southeast.
So we'll talk about that next week.
Next week, Gary Crawford, Washington.